Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and you're listening to the Ask a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Nate. All right, we talk about how we missed our opportunity at April Fool's yesterday. We talk about how Trump is selling a fundraising Bible. I don't think people should give him a lot of grief over that. You'll see why. Not a big deal. Jimmy Carter did worse. what else? We just have a bunch of randomness. It's a decent enough discussion. It's usually the kind we have on Fridays when like everyone runs out of stuff to talk about. So, you know, we meet some new people, which I don't know. You can tell me if that's good or bad, but probably bad. But we meet some new people. You talk to some crazy people. Yeah, run of the mill. So don't really know what else to say about this. I'm like a great salesman, right? I'm like, hey, this podcast sucks. Here you go. I wouldn't say it's that bad, but I don't know. Today's just a bunch of random topics. I didn't even make any notes. That's how random it is. We just go from one topic to another and talk very, very little about it. So anyways, maybe it's a good change of pace. You let me know. Later.
How did we both somehow miss April Fool's yesterday? Like, after the second I stopped the call, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's April 1st. Like, I knew that. I even made April Fool's joke to my kids before I took them to school. But I guess we just hit the ground running. You didn't pretend to be a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or an Israelite or anything. How did we let yesterday?
Every time I do that, everybody gets mad at me. And they're all like, you shouldn't do that. And that's just making fun of people's religions.
Well, maybe you could have pretended to be like pushback. Maybe you could have pretended to be like a Marxist or a socialist or hit the political angle. I don't know.
I could have just been an anti-Calvinist yesterday. That would have been
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would have been great. anyway, yeah, so bad on us. Now we got to wait
a
whole year to do it again.
I'd do a better job than all the rest of the dummies. Because I actually know what I'm talking about, whereas all the rest of those morons have no idea what they're talking about. I could be the best anti-Calvinist they've ever seen. They would be like,
you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's a personality difference. I was thinking yesterday, after that Muslim guy, right, where he comes in with his, like, you know, leading dumb question, and, oh, hang on, what's up? Yeah, he comes in with his leading question, and it's like, you know where it's going, right? But it's like, you know, we all see it, but you pounce. Maybe it's probably, I guess it's just a personality difference, but I like to kind of, I mean, I guess also because I'm just nicer than you. I like to kind of, like, you know,
true,
just play the game a little bit. And then, like my in my mind, I don't know if this is how it really plays out, but in my mind, I like to kind of, I mean, not with that guy. He was just obtuse and wasn't listening to anything. But usually, if they're like a little more calmed down than that, I like to kind of lead them nice and easily. And like, I'm such a dumb Christian. Oh, I don't know. Let's just see what the Bible says, knowing what the Bible's going to say. And it's like you lead them right up to a cliff. And then right before they jump off of it, because they're like, oh, crap, I guess this guy really knows what his Bible says. It's like, oh, wait, so is that what you really meant? Or maybe you didn't mean to say that because you're wrong and you see it now? And, like, give them a little bit of, give them enough rope to hang themselves and then hope they see the light. And then they're, like, appreciate the Christian being like, wow, you could have totally clobbered me, but you didn't. And then everyone else watching them sees that. I don't know. Maybe that's a little, like, fan fiction in my mind, but I like to think that's how it goes. But is there none of that for you where you're just like, no, I know where this is going to go in 10 moves, but I'm just going to, like, stop him at move 1.5 and call him dumb and an idiot, and I don't know. Maybe it's a personality difference.
I guess part of it is a personality difference, but I think also, like, I would prefer to have real conversations and answer real questions from people rather than just entertaining, like, idiots. And so, like, I don't know. That's been kind of my thing is, like, I don't want to entertain an idiot and somebody who – because, like – that dude, by the way, that guy made the rounds yesterday. So after he left your room, he popped into a room with Matt Yester. And, of course, Matt Yester just shredded him in 10 seconds. You know, but he made the rounds to all the Christian rooms to harass Christians. Like, he was not interested in any conversations. You know, he had a bunch of Muslim talking points.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you could tell in 10 seconds he wasn't interested, but again, you know, like, to appeal to the wider audience of, but hey, Law, what's up? How are you doing? Are you speaking, Law? Law? You're on mute. Hit the microphone button if you want to talk.
Yeah.
All right, well, in the meantime, Law.
What I was going to tell you, when I first came in, what I was going to tell you is my new name is hilariously working well. And so yesterday I was in Styx's room, and get this, so like there were these two super aggressive Muslims going after the Christians, And I popped in there, and they're all like, oh, good, somebody to save us. And so, like, I'm like, okay, okay. See you guys. So I just played dumb for a minute, kind of like you were talking about just now. And I was like, so wait a minute. Is there a difference between, like, I've heard, like, Quran only versus, like, people that do, like, is it called the Hadiths? And I was, like, just playing real dumb. And I was like, can you explain, like, the difference? And the one Muslim, because I read their profiles, the one Muslim was, you know, a regular run-of-the-mill, you know, Sunni Muslim. And the other guy was a rabid Quran only. And so the two, and so instead of them now attacking the Christians, it just turned into the two of them, like, going at each other to the death. And, like, I mean, it was hilarious. But one of the Muslims, the, like, really radical guy, was like, listen, daddy, I've got a... And then he caught himself. And then he's like, wait a minute, I can't call another grown man daddy. That's just not right. And I was like, and I'm dying laughing. And it kind of, like, it kind of broke the tension in the room, you know, because these guys were, like, really aggressive. And, yeah, and so then I just let it roll, bro. And I'm just like, I just keep my mouth shut. And then every once in a while, when they seem to be, like, settling their differences, I would bring something else up. And I'm like, so now, what about this Abu? And then, then they'll jump in and finish it. Abu Bakari, you know. Da, 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 da. And then they'll start arguing again. And Styx is like, dude, you are absolutely destroying them right now. They don't even understand. It was hilarious.
So you're like Daniel Nero of the Muslim world.
Yes. I was just poking him, man. I would just, you know, and I would only ask like a 10-second question, like, oh, so is a hadith, like, what is that? You know, and then, like, it would just start them going again, and it was really funny.
Why, good morning, Yazoo.
Peace be unto you all.
What's up?
Peace, righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of heaven, the ambassadors of Christ are on the planet.
Yep. Anything on your mind? Hey, Yvette, good to see you.
Just what I just said. Hallelujah.
Let me try again. Do you have a question?
Sure. If God be for us, who can be against us?
No one.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. You want another question?
Oh, we agree on something.
Well, I'm sure we agree on Christ. We just have to continue to talk about Christ, him being the Son of God and all.
Yep, him being Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's by revelation. You think that you should teach? Here's another question. You think that you should teach that Jesus is Yahweh?
100%, because that's what Jesus taught.
When did he teach that?
I and the Father are one.
John 6. John,
that's not him teaching that.
Mark 1. Yeah, I mean, we could go on.
Yeah, that's not him teaching that. That's him saying that, but that's not him teaching that.
Oh, if he was teaching it, okay. Okay, wait. Yeah, so I mean, okay, so I think I get it. So if we didn't say we should teach Jesus as Yahweh, and we should just, like, report the news that Jesus is Yahweh. And then someone's like, well, when did he ever teach that? Okay, right. So he taught things, right? Like, he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He is the water of eternal life. And if anyone believes that and wants this water of eternal life, he will freely give it to anyone that asks without payment. Those are some of the things he teaches. And, you know, do good and blesses the peacemaker and stuff like that. But then if you say, well, he didn't teach he was God. So if you mean, like, he didn't say, yay, I tell you, gather around, I am God. Okay, you could persuade me maybe on that. But if you want to say, okay, well, who is Jesus? And you want to be like, well, just report the news. Like, you know, I don't
want Son of God.
Right. But if you say, I don't want his teachings necessarily, just give me a holistic approach, like everything about Jesus. And I'll say, oh, well, he's God. Where did he teach that? You didn't ask what he taught. You just asked who he is. So, like, you know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if you say, well, that's not a teaching of Jesus, okay, fine. But that is a report about Jesus. Like, if you go to the beginning, and God said, let there be light, and, you know, the Holy Spirit was on the face of the deep, and, you know, we're made in the image of God, like, that's not a teaching of Jesus, but it's an accurate statement about Jesus. Is that what you mean?
I agree.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think in the interest of accuracy, it's worth saying.
With that being said, when he says go, right, and preach the good news, is that good news that he is God, or is it that he's the Son of God? both of these statements are accurate. Say it again. Say it again.
Me or Chris?
Christopher, come back off mic.
Oh, it didn't work. Didn't work, Nate.
he knows you too well.
So Yazoo, did you notice that I changed my name and I put Daddy in there? And like people have been calling me Daddy, and it's really, really funny. Anyway.
He has a sickness. We're working on it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So, the good news is that Jesus is God, because the death, burial, and
resurrection. Where does it say that at?
So the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, if he is not God and he's just some dude.
I'm saying that he is God. I'm saying that you shouldn't be teaching that.
But okay, why?
But again, why?
Oh, I'll explain, but you all are talking right now. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You ask him a question. Of course Chris is talking. You ask him to explain.
Yeah, I know, but he thought that I thought that Jesus was not God, or I'm saying that he's not God. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you shouldn't be teaching that.
So
you mean like me, like us specifically, because we're
Yes. No. Did he say white? Come on, man.
What?
Did he just say white? He shouldn't because he's white or something? Like, no. Like, what are you talking about?
If I didn't say that,
so this is your second time assuming something. The first thing you assume that I'm saying that Jesus is not God, which I never said that. And now you're saying that I'm assuming because you're white that you don't have permission to say this. That's another assumption. Like, what are you doing here?
Since I'm currently in the clear, because I haven't made any of those assumptions.
Right. Thank you, Nate.
Okay, my confusion is around why we shouldn't teach it. So if it's like only teach 100% what Jesus, the words he said, like believe, like, you know.
No. It's not necessarily that. The Holy Spirit's supposed to, in a sense, give you discernment to minister.
Well, the thing is, if you believe even Jesus is God, but you say you shouldn't teach Jesus is God, I'm thinking, why would you, like – the only way I can kind of think to make sense of it is you just say, hey, Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Son of God, and then if someone believes that, just like hands off, run away, and maybe the Holy Spirit will lead them to the conclusion on their own that Jesus is God. But I think
– yes, that's exactly the Holy Spirit's job.
Well, I guess, but it says the Holy Spirit's job is saying, you know, no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless, the Holy Spirit helps them say that. So you can say Jesus is God, but no one's going to believe you unless the Holy Spirit says that. So it's we're like quibbling over small differences here. So I mean, it's like we know the
Holy
Spirit.
But it's
Spirit,
very,
so
it's very important.
To finish, can I finish? Well, let me finish. So if we know the whole end of the story, why don't we just say the whole end of the story? Because the Bible says we may as well say the whole truth. Because even if we tell an atheist and they're not going to believe Jesus is God, well, it doesn't matter if we say Jesus is just the Son of God because they don't believe in a God anyway. Or if we say, hey, Jesus is the Son of God or Jesus is God, none of that matters because they're not going to be able to say Jesus is God or even Jesus is the Son of God unless the Holy Spirit gives them the ability to say that. So it just seems like we're quibbling over nothing.
Well, we're not. So you're done now? I don't want to interrupt you.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's going on here, when you preach that Jesus Christ is God before you preach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're actually going against Scripture. You're going out of order. No one on this stage, even coming to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is God, got that day one. That no one got that. You came into the revelation of that. You heard the good news of the gospel, which God gave his Son. You understand? If you climb up some other way, then your foundation is not correct. You can become a idol worshiper, what you think God is or what you think Jesus is, not knowing the full truth, like you said, about Jesus being the Son of God. People skip steps in that way. This is what Western Christianity does in a lot of tenses. When you go to GOCC or any of these things, they preach Jesus is God. You understand? They give this to a babe when they shouldn't be giving it to a babe. They should be giving that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The revelation of Jesus Christ comes by the Holy Spirit, where you be led into all truth that Jesus is Yahweh, Yahuwah, or whatever the case may be, even the Father. All of that information comes later. The foundation in simplicity and godly sincerity is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, you know, my original pushback stands, but I mean, it's not worth restating. We'll just go circular. So, I mean, if you want to say something, go for it.
I mean, everything you just said is nonsense. So Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you believe in your heart, if you say confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, which would have been Jesus is Yahweh, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So, like, you have no idea what you're talking about, man.
All right. Well, peace be unto you.
And also you. Hey, Maria. Anyone else? How's it going? Let me just look that up real quick. Okay, so Romans 10. Let's see. 9. Confess Jesus is Lord. Romans 10, 9, 10. Let me just look that up. It's always good to confirm, right? Romans
10. Yeah, you're going to find the word kurios there. It's not that Jesus is, you know, some powerful dude. It's not that he is just merely whatever you mean by the Son of God, because again, in the first century, when Jesus called himself the Son of God and the Son of Man, they picked up stones to stone him because mm-hmm. he was calling himself Yahweh. It's just, this guy, he just doesn't make any sense.
Come on, Blue Letter Bible. Why aren't you working today?
Yeah. You're going to see the Greek word kurios.
I have kurios. Yeah, I have that. I'm looking for yep. the, I'm looking for the, you know, where it does like the definitions, like why they used it that way or why they used that word.
Right. It's just the word.
There it goes. Head down there. Yeah.
Yeah. So they would have
supreme
also.
Supreme in authority, noun, as controller, master by implication, God, Lord.
Right, so they would have used Adonai in the Hebrew and the Aramaic to stand in for the Tetragrammaton, just the Lord. This is why Bibles. This is the question we got yesterday. Why did Bibles say the Lord as opposed to Yahweh? Which, you know, my new Bible, my LSB, has put Yahweh back, so it's great. But yeah, this is the same thing.
Well, let's see. Did you hear that? Or wait, better yet. Speaking of your new translation, will you be buying the Trump Bible?
No. Yeah, but I did see something about that.
Yeah. I guess it's just like the complete King James Version with like, I guess in the back, there's like the founding documents of like America. So, I mean, it's just like a little fundraiser thing or whatever.
Don't forget, there's also the lyrics to Lee Greenwood's.
Oh, yeah, that's in the front of the book, right? The God, yeah. Or what is it? Bless America, or what's the name of that
God song? Bless the USA.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can we consider adding to or taking away from the word of God if it technically doesn't, it's just in the front or the back, like not adding to or taking away from. I don't know.
I mean, I can give that like a pass. Super worried about that part. Like I think that the more irritating thing is just like exploiting a certain sector of evangelical Christianity that lacks discernment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but if I was going to buy it, I'd be like, okay, well, I see this as another Bible. I mean, you know, I maybe someone who's like God, family, country, right? Because you're like, oh, look, it's all in one place. It's like, you know, we have the God part, we have the Bible. And then, you know, if you're a patriot, well, you know, you happen to have your Constitution and Declaration of Independence right there too in the same compendium. So I don't know. I won't give it a hard time. I mean, what, Jimmy Carter like sold like what, his signed version of the Bible? For like $300 or something like that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I read some books. I did some research. And
Nate
then,
read a book. Is everybody excited? Nate read a book. I'm so
then,
excited
for
you, Nate.
Apparently, like, FDR, like, gave them out gave them out to, like, troops when he was in office. I don't know if I think he maybe signed them. It may be signed copies by him. I'm not sure what his deal was, but So yeah,
is
I mean,
that it's more of a morale thing, though. I mean, like that seems fine to me, right? So like, that's more of a morale thing. Like, hey, here's a Bible signed by the president. Like, it's like, hey, cool. Not only do I get a Bible, it's signed by my hero FDR. You know, like, I mean, that seems all right to me. I wouldn't quibble about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to give any of them a hard time. I mean, you know, $59, I mean, that's basically the price of a Bible anyways. I couldn't believe they're so expensive. It's like, goodness, just call the Gideons and get one for free. Like, what translations is a Gideon use?
Do you know, like, my LSB, how much that thing was?
Let's see. Price is right. I have to be under the thing to win. $98. $120. If you say $200, you're ahead of
Sugar. My goat skin LSB with all the accoutrements was $200.
Dude, the gospel's free.
This is the Bible I'm going to die with.
Because they're going to come take you away in like the next 6 to 8 months? Yeah, sure. Do the Gideons use like a King James or like do they like alter the Bible, right? Aren't they just like a group who like just gets the Bible out there? Like,
Yeah. I mean, they don't do anything nefarious.
Is it like King James or what translation do they use?
NIV? It's King James.
Okay. Anyways, the point is free. Yeah. Yeah. So the point is
that's why Trump used it too. Cause he didn't have to pay any licensing fees.
Well, hey, you know, I used whenever I wrote my book, Ask a Christian, a religious discussion, detailing the chronicles of the Ask a Christian group for the last 13 years. Just saying. Everyone else plugs their crap. I never do. But, you know, when I was writing my book, I couldn't do King James because that's just a little too far. But I found the World English Bible is also copyright free. So it's free and fair use. So I don't like the translation as much as like the ESV. But I can't pay for the ESV. So anyway, or however that works. I think I did ask for like permission and they're like, no. I'm like, wow, guys, just trying to take some excerpts here and there. They're like, no. Anyway, so yeah, World English Bible is what I use. And it was all right. It was fair.
You could have just translated it yourself from the manuscripts.
Yeah, anyway. But the point is, like, you know, call a Gideon. Call a Gideon, get a free Bible, or, you know, better use Bible Gateway, like Bible apps. Like, it's great. You can have, like, pretty much all the translations.
Yeah, no, I know. I've had electronics. I just wanted a paper Bible. I take it to church. It's nice.
No, I'm not hating on you. I'm just not talking about you. I'm talking about, you know, everyone else, just saying.
Oh.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Scott.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I want to recommend a good video. I don't have the link, but if you Google it, I'm sure you can find it. It's the actor. Oh shoot, the guy that plays Reacher.
Oh, from the series. Yeah, I know the guy. I don't know his name, but I knew the guy.
He plays Hawkman in the DC stuff, and he sat down in Bill Maher's like video series. And he, for a layman actor, gave it a great sort of gave great thoughtful responses to Bill Maher's sort of village atheism. I was pretty impressed actually at this guy's, not just his you know, working knowledge of like sort of source criticism and New Testament documents and reliability and things like that, but also His demeanor. I mean, the way he handled himself, like his character. He was generous. He was not adversarial, but he was, you know, firm in his convictions. He's great.
So is the Reacher guy a Christian?
He is.
Okay. So he entered the lion's den. Did Bill Maher like give him like a, like, oh, you're a Christian, are you? Or was about it?
Bill Maher said sort of like kind of, you believe it if you want, but there's lots of problems with it. And you know, Bill Maher gave the sort of idiot stuff about, well, there's a lot of people born on December 25th, a lot of, you know, the hero myths thing, which is absurd. But you could also argue that those things are a little anti-Semitic. Like, it's not really a Jewish story. It's, you know, an imported story. But No, Bill Maher. I mean, Bill Maher, of course. Like, I like Bill Maher. I'm a Bill Maher fan, so that does, his like snarkiness doesn't bother me. But no, he was respectful. But like, you know, I mean, you know, and Bill Maher, like, you know, he has facts right on some things. Like, he was like, Mark was written, you know, 70 AD. Like, he it was a big problem for him that like the first gospel isn't written contemporaneously with Jesus, and of course, and like, you know. The guy, Reacher had some thoughtful responses and knew, you know, that there were, you know, traditions that the Gospels were based on that were old, were older and things like that. And it was actually, I thought, a pretty good model for a Christian in public life. Be, you know, talking about, you know, the reason for the hope that it was within them. I was actually encouraged. I watched the whole thing and I thought I came away with a newfound respect for that guy.
Well, good. I mean, I like the show. I like Reacher. Yeah, I don't know much about the actor, but yeah, that's.
So I posted the link in the chat, Nate. I found it.
Yeah, thanks, Daddy. I appreciate that.
It worked again.
I love it, dude. I love it. I'll call you Daddy. It's so fine. I'm comfortable enough with my heterosexuality.
Suck Chris, does his comfortableness make you uncomfortable?
No, I know Scott, so I'm fine.
There's a follow-up question yesterday from people who don't want to be named because they're scared of you. Okay, so the Thomas thing yesterday. I got more clarification on what the questioner was asking. Okay, so they were under the impression, they were asking you what the difference in Catholics and Thomas were, and you're like, basically none. But they were under the impression that you had given your blessing on Thomas, being like, yeah, they're Christians, or... So if they misheard you, that makes sense. But if they heard you right, how would you say Thomists are Christians and Catholics are not, if you consider Thomists basically the same as Catholics? That was the questioner. Or that was gotcha. That was the crux of it.
Right. So there's like, we're talking about two different descriptors. Catholics, by necessity, because they believe in Roman Catholic doctrine that was written by Thomas Aquinas, are by default Thomists. Okay. That doesn't mean they've read Aquinas or any of that stuff. I've read Aquinas. I wouldn't call myself a Thomist. R.C. Sproul was a Thomist. You know, John Gerstner was a Thomist. You can be a Thomist Protestant without being a Catholic. You cannot be a Catholic without being a Thomist, because Aquinas wrote most of their foundational documents.
Okay, so I guess that kind of makes sense. But I mean, if you're a Thomist, though, like, you wouldn't believe everything he says, right? Because I'm sure he's going to write a lot of, like, stuff that plays right into Catholic doctrine that you would have to disagree right. with.
Yeah, so I
you could be a Thomist if you're like, there's one paper he wrote that I agree with, therefore I'm a Protestant Thomist. Be like, well, no, to be a Thomist, you need to be like an acolyte, and like, hook, line, and sinker is kind of how I...
Well, I mean, but so like Kyoto that was here yesterday, he's a Thomist. Okay. So like, you know, Tyler is a Thomist. All those boys, they're all Thomists.
But like Thomas, like they believe like two or three papers he wrote, or like, they're like, they like him how you like Calvin.
I mean, yeah, they like him like I like Calvin. Yeah. So like, yeah, but like they don't accept all of the sacerdotalism.
So they would disagree with like, okay.
They would disagree with some things. Yeah.
Well, then why call themselves a Thomist? Why don't they just be like, I'm a disciple of Christ? Or well, it helps identify them in their...
But Reformed Orthodox are just Scholastics. Scholastic is just another name for Thomist. It's all just semantics.
Wait, Reformed Orthodox. So does Reformed Orthodox really mean not Orthodox at all? Would that be like calling a Protestant a Reformed Catholic? Be like, oh, we're Reformed Catholic. Be like, wait, but you're Protestant, so you're really not Catholic at all.
Right. But what we mean by Catholicity is the original meaning of Catholicity. It just means universal. But like,
oh, you people, you read too many books.
I know. So like, so I mean, look, there's all these muddying of the waters. Like, all Reformed Orthodox means. It was a scholastic movement in the 16th and 17th centuries. Scholasticism is the fruit of the Thomistic school of thought in Western Christianity. And so Reformed scholastics would have been scholastics that reject parts of Thomism, i.e. sacerdotalism, and accept things like doctrine of God. So I'm a classical theist. So part of Thomism is classical theism. So I believe in God's immutability, his simplicity, and his impassibility. Like, and Christians have for thousands of years. It's just that he put those words to those things.
Well, so like what, so then what would some differences be? Like, you know, if Thomas Aquinas was a Catholic, then he probably believes the same stuff about Mary as Catholics. So if that's true, and is that true? And if it is true, does that mean like people who are Thomists? I mean, I guess if you're Thomist, since it's such a scale, some could be like, well, yeah, we believe all the Catholic stuff about Mary too. Praise Thomas. Praise Thomas. But others could be like, no, I'm totally a Thomist. He just got that one wrong. And you just have to figure out on
it'll,
the scale.
It'll range. Yeah, it'll range. So, like, some people, like, buy it hook, line, and sinker. So some of my friends are just like, no, Mary was totally a perpetual virgin. I'm like, well, that's dumb. But okay.
Hey, Agape. What's up?
Man, I was going to ask you this question. Do you think that the Bible contradicts itself, bro?
No. The same facts. Answer as a few days ago.
Facts. That's what I'm... This is crazy that people be thinking it. So, my thing is this, right? Is the Holy Spirit not the Father?
Holy Spirit is not the Father.
What? How is possible? Like, this is what be... That's what my... See, I'm confused now, Nate, because that's a contradiction to the Bible, bro.
Nope. No,
okay, so let me ask this question then. So, in John chapter 4, when Jesus says God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, why did he say that?
Spirit does not mean Holy Spirit. Spirit in that means not natural material. Like God is not flesh and bone and the natural molecules of this. He exists in a spiritual world. That does not mean he is the Father is also the Holy Spirit. Like one, God is spirit. You look at that, that's lowercase spirit. Like God is in another plane of existence, not matter and material like we have, not dirt and grass. God is spirit in that world, in that realm. That's the Father's existence. The Holy Spirit, capital Holy Spirit, is specifically the person.
Right. So, Nate, this is where the confusion comes in, I guess, because from the definition of the word ruach, which is what the word spirit is, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that spirit of God was right there after he did expand out from his abode. Wherever God was abode was before the heavens and the earth was created, God was there. And when God created the heavens and the earth, there was now a different abode that now he could abode in. And what I'm saying is the spirit of God was right there. That means that God was right there. And there shouldn't be no reason why a person is. And then like what bothers me is when you say stuff like, oh, just because Jesus said God is a spirit doesn't mean he's the Holy Spirit. When in fact, there's only one spirit that the Bible talks about throughout the entire book. That is the actual essence of God, which is the Holy Spirit. So it would contradict what the Holy Spirit actually is. If Jesus is saying that God is a spirit, the word spirit is something physical. Now, if he was saying that God is beyond the spirit, I agree with that too, which God is beyond the spirit because we know that the spirit has always been in the bosom of the Father. Because the spirit is the concept of breath and air, the atmosphere. That's what the word Shemayim means, which is heaven. So with that understanding, like, how do we ignore that the Holy Spirit of God and that God is a spirit? Like, if God is a spirit, that's the part I'm asking you about. If Jesus said God is a spirit, how are we ignoring that the only spirit that on earth that's talked about to be of God is the Holy Spirit?
Because you're conflating breath of life spirit with non-corporeal spirit with the person, the Holy Spirit. You're conflating all three of those to mean the same thing when they mean very different things.
So Joel, the breath of, and 4.
Yeah.
Wait, my bad. You wasn't done, my bad.
That's fine.
Oh, no, I was saying Joel 33 and 4. When it says, John 1 and 3, all things were made by him, without him, not anything that was made was made.
That's
and
Jesus.
Then, right. And that's, it's actually talking about the word right there, which is,
which
of
is
course,
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
The word is Jesus.
yes, Jesus actually received the Holy Spirit, 100%. But Job 33 and 4, it says that this is what it says in comparison to that verse in John 1 and 3. It says, the Spirit of God have made me, and the breath of the Almighty have given me life. There is no separation between the breath of the Almighty and the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost. They are the same. Like, how are we contradicting the Bible by saying that the Holy Spirit and God are not one?
We're not saying they're not one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Right. I and the Father are one. Jesus says that.
Right. So how?
Because it's the same way. And I mean, I'll say one more thing, because we've talked about this plenty over the last week or few days, and then Chris can please take over. Like, I have nothing else to say on this. But it's the same way. Like, you probably believe something. Like, you have a body and spirit or soul, or you probably believe you have something like that. Like, there's more than just your flesh and bone. You have some part that's going to continue to exist. I believe being created in the image of God is similar, not the same. All analogies break down. I understand that. But it should be easier to grasp that God is also one God, right? But Jesus is clearly, the Bible says that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. In Colossians 3, it says that. So Jesus is the flesh and bone, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit, and God the Father is the Father. So you have, like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit represented. You have the flesh and bone represented. Just like you probably think you have a spirit part and a flesh and bone part. But you're not going to say you're not the same person. You're going to say, no, agape. You're flesh and bone agape, and you're also spirit agape, and you're going to live on and stuff like that in heaven or whatever you think. But you're not two agapes. You're just one agape. So it should be more easily
don't grasp. Confuse the earthly body with the heavenly body.
Yeah, no, that's
right,
part.
Right, okay, wait. But right there, I'm trying to say it because I don't know exactly what you believe, and it's irrelevant. Because right there, you separate the earthly body and heavenly body, but you're not going to say that's two agapes. It's like, well, no, I have a heavenly body coming, and I have an earthly body or whatever, but no, I'm still agape.
Well, no, that's the point. Because, that's all I need. Yeah, no, that's because actual – hold on, Taco. My bad, Taco. Nate, the reason why that's the case is because we know that the corporeal body that's supposed to be coming down from heaven is in the glorified body that we get, like when we actually unite with Christ. That glorified is the Holy Spirit. Literally, in Luke 3 and 22, where it says that the Holy God sent down the Comforter, well, the Holy, in a bodily shape. That word bodily right there is talking about a corporeal body, an actual physical body. This physical body is the actual glorified body that we all receive when we get to the kingdom. That glorified body is not the flesh. And so that, and the Bible says nothing ascends into heaven but what descended. And the only thing that descends through from heaven is the Holy Ghost. And so what I am saying to you is that to act like when Matthew 10 and 20 says that it is not ye that speaketh, but the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you, that is a clear indication that the Holy Spirit is what does the work. When the Bible says that the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, it's equivalent to where it says God raised Jesus from the dead. Because why? The Holy Spirit and God are the same entity.
Okay, the last thing I'll say, and then we'll see what Taco had to say. Well, hang on, the last thing I'll say, and then we'll go to Taco. Don't forget the part where Jesus says, oh, he's gone.
But you got to buy this. Even you said it. You said God blew us, so it had to have been an earthly body.
You're cutting out a little bit, but hang on. I just wanted to say, before he left, I didn't do that. He left on his own. But let's not forget, I wanted to say, hang on, man, I'm trying to say a word. Like, you keep cutting me off. Like, Jesus says, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down, and I have the power to take it up.
Hey, Nate, my bad. Nate,
wait.
Just start over. My bad, bro. I got kicked out.
I just said, don't forget that Jesus says, no one takes his life from him. He lays it down freely, and he has the power to take it up again. But Taco, what were you saying, Taco?
I was saying, Mr. Gabe got probably blown out, but you said it yourself. God blew us, so it had to be an earthly body.
Can you explain that? Because I didn't say exactly those words. Can you explain what you think I meant when I said whatever I said that you said I said?
You know what I meant.
No, that's why I asked. I'm usually pretty quick, but I have no idea what you're talking about on this one.
You said God did what?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's Romans 8 and 9 and 10, where it talks about, 11 as well, where it says but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell with you. This is letting us know that the spirit is so. That's why John 6 and 6.
I don't know if this is God helping me out, but you cut out pretty bad. But Chris, do you have anything to say on this?
I heard stuff like that on God, brother. Chaos and disruption and confusion is never of God, bro. You know that.
So well, it's happening to you a lot right now. Yeah, no, I didn't misunderstand. You cut out for 20 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's a confusion. So we don't blame that on God. God is not the. What part did you miss, Nate?
Yeah, maybe you need to get closer to your router. You cut out for like 3 more seconds. Like, I don't want to have you start speaking again, then miss half of what you say.
Okay. I heard him clearly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people hearing me. But Nate, did you want me to repeat that real quick, brothers? Because like, which part did you miss?
Well, I think you said the same thing, but no, I mean, am I wrong? Did anyone else, Chris, did you hear the guy cut out for like 10 seconds?
No, I probably cut out. No, I probably cut out, but I'm saying don't blame that on God. That's confusion. But I'm saying, what part did I cut out?
I'm saying maybe it's helping me out. Maybe it's shutting the mouth.
Well, yeah, you might feel like the confusion helps you, but that's what Satan does. He uses the confusion.
I remember the last conversation, right? Like we clearly, I mean, the last thing you kept saying, like I was confusing, everything was confusing. And then finally, the very last thing I did, I just read a scripture. And you're like, I'm so confused. I'm like, look, man, I just read the Bible verbatim. So if you're confused on that, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, because I just read where it says that the spirit of Jesus Christ, it says the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you. The spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead. The spirit that raised.
Yeah,
up
we've
Jesus
got the Holy Spirit living in us as Christians.
No.
The Holy Spirit is that
part where it says that it is the spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead.
All right, Agape, you're cutting out. Like, you're just going to have to take a break. Taco, do you have anything else to say?
I mean,
how am I cutting out?
No, Agape, just hold on, Agape.
My signal is like 100%.
No, Agape, I mean, you call me a liar or whatever, but you keep cutting out for, like, sections at a time. Taco, what's up?
Nate, I heard everything Gabe was saying.
Okay, then call me a liar and let's move on. Maybe it's my internet. But I hear everything you're saying. What's up, Taco?
I don't have much more to say.
I don't have much more to say either. Does anyone else have a comment on that? Divity, what's up?
Lesbianism. How bad is lesbian?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Taco's a troll, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's almost like this one guy came in. He's like snickering from the time he came. He's like, yeah, I have a question. What about like Luke, where like, you know, the two women are, you know, what's that thing called? And it's like, you know, the mill flower, right? Like, you know, where two people are out in the field. And he's like, you know, one is like, you know, grinding meal, like, you know, malt and wheat or whatever. He's like, oh, see, lesbians. I'm like, okay, yeah, well, you know, for anyone who actually cares about that answer, you know, how bad is lesbianism? Well, technically, it's a sin like all the others. And, you know, for those who actually care, it's fornication. So unmarried people having sex, it's fornication. Congratulations. It is a sin. So that would be the answer if anyone cares.
Isn't all marriage same-sex marriage? Because once you're married, it's the same sex every night. I mean, I've been married. It's, you know, it's all same-sex marriage.
Oh, that's funny. That's like one of those jokes you'd get like a Christian comic, right? I think that's like within the bounds.
You know, I told a joke in the Jewish rooms. I was like, do you think Jesus had a t-shirt that said, I spent a really shitty weekend in Jerusalem and all I have to show for it is these fucked up body piercings?
Well, language aside.
Screwed up. I could say screwed up.
Well, that's like I saw a meme of the resurrection, you know, the empty tomb. And it was like these, you know, the Roman, like comic Roman soldiers with like a look on their face. And like the stone was rolled away and it's like, you know, Jewish L day. I'm like, that's funny.
I was thinking like, what did Jesus review? Like, how was his Yelp review of Jerusalem? Like, the great weekday crowd, but the weekend crowd's a killer.
Yeah, Notorious, sorry if I'm rude or whatever. If he's not cutting out for anyone, me, funny how no one else I'm talking to is cutting out. But if legit, he was not cutting out for
he
you,
was
I
cutting,
don't know.
He was cutting out. They're just lying.
Yeah, he okay. was definitely cutting out.
Yeah, okay. So then, you know, I guess you all are liars. I mean, I don't know. Go start a room on yourself.
That's his unhinged followers. You know this guy is mentally ill. You keep talking to him, man. I'm like, all right.
Well, we're at the end of our rope. Like, you know, whenever we don't have good conversations to go to, I mean, you know, we got to take with what we're given. What's the guy in chat talking about with you guys? Something about a genocide or Holocaust or something?
Oh, he's some wacky Muslim that hates Jews. And he's like, yes, kill all the Jews. Yeah.
Wait, is that the one where they're like, we must unite with Christians to kill all the Jews? And then they're like, whenever they get Christians, like the crazy Christians on board, they're like, that sounds like a good idea. And then all the Jews are gone. Then they're like, okay, well, Jews are gone. Now we're going to kill you guys. And they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. It's just this same old, same old. Must be Tuesday.
So the moral of the story is just don't kill anyone. Don't kill anyone. The less death, the better. I mean, it shouldn't be a controversial statement, right? How do people get such just weird, messed up ideas? I mean, ugh, man. Like pretty much all, like, you know, all the devil needs is for people to believe he don't exist, right? Like, I mean, is that about it? So, like, couldn't the devil just, I don't know, the demonic forces just have a meeting and be like, guys, let's just try to make everyone just, like, good, run-of-the-mill atheists who don't believe in us and don't believe in Jesus, and that's good enough. And then, you know, they'll all be tricked, they'll go on living their lives, and then, you know, they'll be in hell one day. Like, why do people have to come up with just all this weird, dude, contorted descriptions of scripture on top of it? Like, you know,
because that's what demons think is funny, dude. Demons are the ultimate trolls. Look at Haiti. Haiti is controlled by literal. Right.
Demon, you mean the person demons Haiti?
No, not Haiti. But no, the, I'm talking about the country. Look,
oh,
at, look at.
Well, you said Haiti. I'm like, oh, Haiti. That's hilarious.
No.
Hey, can Haiti also work as a stand-in for Haiti? Is what you're going to say true about both of them?
Probably.
Okay, go ahead. Look at Haiti. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, you have people in this ostensive country that are worshiping demons for hundreds of years. And what is the fruit of that? You get a guy running around with the nickname Barbecue that literally murders people and cooks them and serves them to his troops. I mean, what did you think was going to happen when you worship demons for hundreds of years?
Did you see the news report about a guy in California? It was some, like, not major city in California. And apparently a guy got ran over on a railroad train track and his leg was severed. And whenever police arrived on scene, they found a guy just walking down the train tracks who had found his leg, and he was holding it like a turkey leg, eating it. Did you hear that? And then there was a discussion on the
video.
There was a discussion on the news report. I saw a picture, and they were having a discussion trying to discern. They're like, now, was this an illegal alien or not? I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably. Anyway, that's messed up, man. And that was in California, which may as well be Haiti at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like, but I mean, like, demons take great glee in not just like, oh, let's just have everybody be calm atheists and love their kids. They take great glee in the guy who's eating the leg like a turkey leg. Like, that's what they delight in. I know you want to think the best of everybody, but I think we should probably draw the line at demons.
Just because I want to gently hand people rope to hang themselves with, metaphorically speaking, doesn't mean I think the best. I don't know.
I mean, remember, demons have 1,000 times the IQ of any of us. So, like, you know, the idea that we should tangle with demons, talk to demons, think about demons, you know, it's probably a really bad idea. They're really, I mean, they're way better at this game than we are.
I mean, I don't make it a part of my day to try. I mean, it's not something I'm trying to do.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But yeah, ick. Let's not talk about demons anymore. Chris.
Well, next best thing, Serendipity, what's up? You're not a demon. Just kidding.
Oh, snap, man. Wow. That escalated quickly.
I'm starting to feel very unwelcomed.
You're very welcome. I just stick my foot in my mouth a lot. It's like when yesterday, it's like the second thing I've like said that was like unkind, I guess, about Steph. Because the way you were talking about her profile picture, we were just talking about chinchillas and cute pets. And you're like, oh, you're so cute. I just want to squeeze you in their cheeks. And I thought, oh, did she, like, all I see is a picture of Steph. Like, it's a good picture, but it's not a pet. I was expecting to see some kind of animal because you were talking about it in a way, which I get after it was explained. But I'm like, wait, where's the PCR? Like, did she get a new pet? I get that now, but it's usually the way you talk about, oh, look at that cute little puppy. I just want to squeeze his cheeks.
Oh my goodness.
But no, it's like if someone shows you like a glamour shot, you're like, wow, that's a very pretty picture. You're a very pretty person. Not like, oh, you're so cute, I want to squeeze your cheeks.
Oh my god.
But not after me.
I was, oh, you're so cute. It's so precious.
After it was explained, I get it. I get it. I'm sorry. I'm in deep repentance and mourning.
You're calling me a demon.
Wait, what?
I said, and now you're calling me a demon.
I said next best thing.
I mean, you kind of called her a demon. Not going to lie.
Thank you.
Okay, well, someone's calling Chris a warlock, so okay. Because of your inconsistencies with Tomism, someone's calling you a warlock. So take what? That, warlock.
I'm a warlock? Wow. That escalated quickly. I went from talking about the nuances of a theological writer to being a warlock, but okay.
I mean, I didn't say it. Someone else did, but I just want to get the conversation off of me.
But it's just more fun to blame you.
I know. Couldn't you afford me some kind of, like, reverence and awe as, like, the chief Calvinist on Clubhouse?
Wait, when did I become the chief Calvinist? Hear that? I am not nearly the chief Calvinist on Clubhouse.
No, I am! You keep telling me I am.
Oh, you are.
I'm going to claim that title. Yeah.
Yeah.
So shouldn't you offer me deference and
yes, I will burn a candle to you later.
Nate.
And pray to a saint? Yeah, what's up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll pray to you, so.
Yeah, I just want to understand something. I took a phone call. Did you guys overhear that?
No, we did not hear your phone call.
Oh, okay. I was just.
Was it important?
No, I was getting yelled at. My girlfriend's a little bit of an exaggerator.
What did you do?
So I'm unemployed. My company closed down. No fault of my own. And she's just freaking out. Like, get a job! And I'm like, no, yeah, I've been looking for jobs. And they're like 25 I've applied for. I got it all on an Excel spreadsheet.
What state are you in?
I'm in South Florida.
What industry were you in?
Pharmaceutical manufacturing.
Oh. So like you, like...
That sounds suspect.
So you like make the pills? Like,
yeah.
You do with like pill presses and stuff like that?
I would compress them, yeah.
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, set up a pill press in 7-Eleven and make ecstasy. But as a Christian, I'm not going to tell you to do that.
Nate, just so you know, pill press are highly regulated on import-export.
What actually is it? Is it like a big, like, I imagine like a big round type of machine that you, like, load the powder and it, like, puts them in capsule form or I guess not capsule, but yeah.
Well, no, you can Google it. So it would, the pill press wouldn't do capsules because it's a pill press.
Yeah.
You know, like, but there is a capsule machine too.
Huh.
But the capsule machine is more based on just like you have beads. So you're just filling up half a pill with beads and then capping the other side.
Yeah, I remember like whenever where I used to live, it was like back in the, I don't know, mid early 2000s when like raves were all the thing, and in my area that I lived in, a local, like I think it was 7-Eleven, at least some kind of convenience store like that, got busted because
Are
they had
still
like
talking about ecstasy.
I'm telling a news story, Chris. But they got busted because someone had an illegal pill press set up in like the back of a convenience store, and they were making ecstasy. anyway,
well, she's really upset because the other night at the Miami Open, I got really drunk, but the guy was giving me like 40 shots for like $20 cash.
Giving like, you what?
Like two double drinks. For like $20, when like a single was 16. So I got too drunk. And then we were at the pool all day with the neighbor. And I was drinking beers all day. And I've been up all night, but I woke up at 2 p.m. So I've been drinking beers. I'm not really drunk, but like I've been drinking beers casually. And she's like, oh, you're an alcoholic. You're not even
involved. So I'm getting a handle on this.
She's making it sound way worse than it is. And it's not that bad.
Well, like, you're not going to win this fight. Take her to a good church. Repent and believe the gospel. Get a job and stop drinking. I'm sure that's the right answer.
I'm looking for a job. I'm not like drinking too. Like, okay, yeah, I've been drinking all day, but I've been drinking beers like casually. You know, 2 days ago, I got too drunk, but I was getting hooked up at the Miami Open with like fucking, like the guy wasn't even charging me at one point. Like, he was just like, you're cool. And he's just giving me like a fucking triple shot fucking liquor drink.
Well, language aside, goodness.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like,
can we move on, Nate?
I would love to move on. Well, I wanted to see what ENS had to say. He's been here a while before he takes off. I wanted to see if he had anything to say.
Yeah, hey guys. Thanks for having me and hope you had a wonderful, peaceful Easter. Sorry, I'm German. Sorry, apologies for my broken English. I hope you Christians have that. I have to say, I got insulted from a Muslim, as I never got insulted in my whole 61 years age life. Yeah, incredible. And this on Good Friday. Yeah, these folks don't have respect. Yeah, I just want to share this. Yeah, it happened in Germany. But on the other side, you asked not to go back to demons, but don't make them more intelligent. They are just evil, and they are using their sometimes more limited intelligence, their capabilities, to do evil things. They are not more clever than us. This is just what I wanted to chime in and. About the gentleman, hey, I have had that pressure as well when having lost a job. Yeah, it was the first time in my life when my first woman gave birth to my first baby. She was 3 months young, and I lost my job. I feel with you, buddy, but never give up. And it's good. We're talking about having a structured way in Excel. 25, hey, come on, you can go to 250 and you will get a job. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a bit of hope because hope is one of the most important things that are helping us.
Sorry to interrupt, but I appreciate that. I'm confident I'm going to get a job. It's just, I don't think it's that big of a deal. My only point is, she's freaking. Like, I don't know why.
Does she make money? Did you ask her or did you tell her? Now it's your time to bring in some money into our partnership or family. I don't know.
She's making money.
Yeah, let us hear that conversation. You getting unemployment at least?
I didn't even apply for unemployment.
Apply for unemployment.
It's Florida. It's like $275 a week. I started working at a... my friend is a GM in a restaurant. He said, hey, start working as a runner. I started working as a runner. There was a whole big fucking ordeal where he started.
Dude, talking. you gotta watch the language. Like, I don't want to have to censor myself on YouTube.
He started
talking. I like it.
He started telling people, oh, you need to start speaking English or I'm going to fire you or demote you. So when I came in there, I'm like, yeah, I know him. I have a normal job. I lost it. I'm applying, like, this is temp. It became like a whole thing. And then he started firing them for not speaking English. Mind you, we're in South Florida. So it's not uncommon for people to not speak a lick of English. And it became like I was the guy who knew the GM. And I'm like, you guys are making this way more than it is. Whatever. I ended up having to leave there. Every complaint. It was really weird because they were making these complaints where I'm running food. I'm like, what's the table number? They can't pronounce it. They were making mistakes. They complained that I kept reaffirming it, which is normal for a food runner if you've ever done expediting or back waiter service. And even my friend was like, hey, you know, I did your job for a night as a GM, but just to check. He's like, they can't pronounce anything. So I'm like, so why are you validating their complaints? Like, you're acting like this is a valid complaint. They can't speak it, and they're making mistakes on top of that. You know, so it was like super weird. I don't know if I was actually maybe used and hired for a show fire, which is like a thing people do where they hire you and fire you, and everyone knows you were hired and fired.
Yeah. You know?
I'm not completely aware. So I did that. I'm not too worried. Like, I have savings. I have a 0% interest credit card coupled with my savings in my money market account. And I'm floating it on, like, coincidentally, a 0% interest card I have. I'm not burning through money. I'm not super desperate. I'm at my dad's house. Like, everything's okay. You know, it's not that bad.
Well, I hope the best for you. And Pastor Mark down there, by the way, huh?
That's great to hear. I thought we were going to hear from Dippity.
I don't know. I think I called on her. But first, Pastor Mark, yeah, I realized on Good Friday, I really did want to hear, at least come in late and hear you talk. But yeah, I didn't realize I guess I just didn't think about it, but my kids were off school, so I had to deal with those monsters all day long. But yeah, I did want to hear you talk, but didn't realize my kids were going to be out of school. Dippity, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Got
she
anything
is
else?
Not a demon. She is queen of the chinchillas.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were going to say heretics.
Well, don't ask Prashant that, Chris, because he would clearly disagree with you.
Wait, what? He would say that you are not queen of the chinchillas? Is he?
He would definitely say that I was a demon.
What?
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Why do you believe this so bad?
What happened?
He blocked me, Chris.
Why? What did you do?
Because him and 7 other Calvinists were picking on this girl, so I went up on stage to help her. And I it was in the middle of the night. I think the girl's name was Yara or something. I don't know.
Yara,
who she was.
Yara is a Calvinist.
Yeah.
Well, so they're being mean to one of their own.
They were picking on Yara. And so I went up on stage to help Yara. And I asked Prashant a question. And he was like, oh, no. We're not going here. And I was like, what? We're not discussing scripture? He kicked me from the room and he blocked me. And 2 days prior to that, I went into the room just to say, hey, and him and, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 Calvinists attacked me over the dispensationalism, telling me that because I was dispensationalist, I believed that God was a changing, non-immutable God, and that, just saying all kinds of crazy, preposterous stuff.
Oh, man, you should have pinged me in. I would have just silenced all of them.
And I was like, excuse me? I was like, I mean, they literally just came at me out of nowhere. Like, I literally went up on stage to say hello. And he just, like, had all of them attacking me, saying the craziest stuff, Chris. And then he blocks me. He blocked me. He's crazy. That man demon film.
I'll talk to him. We cannot have the queen of chinchillas not in our rooms.
Yeah, right. I'll talk to him. I know him well as well, and I will talk to my buddy Prashant. Yeah, might be he was in a bad mood. Usually
he's
a strict Calvinist, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I but, know. I know Prashant quite well.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to him too. But yeah, you're the queen of the chinchillas. We can't have you blocked. That's no fun. But then again, did you unfollow me?
No, I didn't unfollow you.
Oh, okay. Because like I couldn't ping you into a room the other day, and it was like, you don't have.
You can't ping me because Prashant's modded and he has me blocked. That's why.
Oh, that means you can't ping someone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. That's See, I thought it was you all along.
Nope. Interesting.
Interesting.
About Dickens. See, don't be Calvinist.
Probably. See?
No, Dippity is a Calvinist. She just doesn't know it yet. It's fine.
But wait, as King Calvinist, can't I tell my followers to chill out, or you don't think they'll buy it?
I mean, do you have followers?
Chris, if we're going to play this game, we're going to play this game. You keep calling me a Calvinist, like I'm the chief Calvinist. So I'm saying my followers are all Calvinists. You set me up in this role, Chris, as chief Calvinist.
Yeah, she really did. Yeah.
So as chief Calvinist, all Calvinists need to follow me. And when I say, tell them to be nice and just teach, you know, the gospel where you freely choose to choose God, then that is Calvinism now.
Yeah, there you go. So I've been watching more Keith Foskey lately. Wait, what the heck? Why is my blinkers on my car?
Do I even need to say it, or are you just going to explain to me who he is?
Oh, so Keith Foskey is kind of a new celebrity podcaster. He's a pastor in Jacksonville, and he goes by, he's the nice Calvinist.
Oh, and okay, so, yeah.
He does all those skits with, like, if the denominations were guns, you know,
what they
would be like. And the Methodist guy is, like, writes a strongly worded letter to the editor about how bad guns are.
Anyone got any God topics? Then this is the kind of discussion we usually have on, like, Fridays, like, when we're just over the week.
Yeah. So apparently some big open theist came on Clubhouse.
I heard about that Kevin guy?
Let me see.
Who are you talking about? Last night? Was it last night?
Yeah, it was last night. Kevin Thompson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's especially kind of crazy. No, that's when I was sending you that text about how Steph's an open theist now, and that I called it.
I just can't take your word for anything, though, because she'd be like, I'm a closed theist all day long. Did you just hear Steph's open theist now? Like, I can't trust your gauge.
I mean, it was a joke mainly, but like she was chilling with the major open theist dude that was teaching them.
So. Look at the people we chill with. That doesn't mean we are them. Otherwise,
no, but we're not going to let them sit and teach for 2 hours either.
Oh, well.
I did see some crazy chats in the hall about some crazy things that he supposedly said, but I didn't actually go in there and listen to him. So
God didn't know that the crucifixion was going to happen until 5 minutes before it did.
Have they read their Bible?
Hello?
That's what he said. That's what the dude said. Foundation of the world. This
can someone
Steph's
ask him
new
a question
best friend
on my behalf? Spick, what about the foundation of the world? That's my question to him. I don't want to go to a room and have to ask that.
He just didn't know. He just, you know, God was kind of, you know, he was hoping. He had hope. He didn't know. God doesn't know stuff.
Hey, Random, what's up?
This is their new best buddy.
What's up, Random? How are you speaking?
Morning.
Good, good.
Don't be hyperbolic.
I'm not being hyperbolic. He said that. He literally said there's an audio video clip of him.
I seriously doubt he's their new best buddy.
Clips or it didn't happen.
Oh, trust me. I've been getting all the receipts sent to me because apparently it was just such a dumpster fire. I was like, what in the world? I had no idea this was going on.
Receipts, as the kids say.
As the kids say, yeah. So it was like, Yeah, I mean, so. I mean, I don't know what the definition. Let somebody teach for several hours to you without objecting.
Did nobody object to any of his craziness? Who is this guy anyway? Like, is he anybody or is he just some random?
Who?
The Kevin
Thompson dude is supposedly some like big cheese YouTuber anti-Calvinist guy.
Is that why they had him on? Because he's anti-Calvinist.
Yep, and then he was telling them all about how great open theism is and how they all need to be open theists, and they were all like, yeah, that sounds really good.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing it's that easy.
Me too.
Hey, you want to be an open theist? Yeah! Do I get a t-shirt? Did he give t-shirts? I can see that. If he gave out t-shirts, yeah. All right.
He had a t-shirt cannon saying God doesn't know stuff on the t-shirts. And he gave out cookies, except the cookies were, well, we're not real sure what's in the cookies. Could be sugar, could be arsenic. Who knows? God certainly doesn't.
It's just baffling. I mean, what is it? It's like James 1:4 or James 1-something, right? It's like God knows what things? All things. I mean, that idea just doesn't lend a lot to interpretation. I mean, all means all. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking crazy, but Chris, are you climbing in any movie theater ceilings today or anything?
No, no, not today. I do have a meeting with that lady that owns all the movie theaters, though, this week, so that'll be interesting. I got to send her quotes for all of her properties, and they are, I'm not going to say astronomical, but they need a lot of work. So.
Do you think you'll get that being a super high price tag, or do you think they'll go with someone who does it cheaper and badly? And he conveniently gets a phone call right there. Random, you're usually good for a couple topics. You got anything buzzing around in your head? I imagine this is late enough that you've had your coffee by now.
It is, thank you. Yesterday I was occupied for the most part and couldn't really engage much. No, I've seen a couple polls-ish recently that have like the newer generations not really being as religious and kind of diminishing in religiosity. And I was just curious if you'd seen those and what's your thoughts?
I probably don't know the ones you're talking about, but I mean, I've seen polls like that for a while. And I'd say, I mean, you know, the usual suspects, I don't know, from the atheist side is, see, God's not true and people are figuring it out. But I think, and from the religious side, which I believe is also the correct side, you know, I believe the Bible is true when it says, you know, train up a person in the way they should go, so when they're old, they won't depart. And I think, you know, a secular way of saying that may be like educate them, and a snarky secular way of that would be say indoctrinate them. But I mean, I think that's the reason, two reasons. So one, either they're not being properly educated. They're just like, yeah, there's a God somewhere, you know, God is universe and energy. And even from people who are traditionally like, you know, solid Christians on their own, they don't take that approach to their children. They're just like, yeah, we believe in God in this house. Yeah, we go to church. Yeah, well, you don't have to go to church, but we're going to church. And they're just taking a lackadaisical approach. Also coupled with, like, you hear a lot of, like, testimonies going on or witnesses from these kids who are like, well, look, you know, my parents said they believed in God, but my dad beat my mom every night. And, you know, he was like a drunk and alcoholic and all this. And, you know, he cheated on my wife and or mom and all this other stuff. So like not living the example. So one would be not telling them properly what they actually believe and like, you know, putting in the time to educate them and show them why they believe what they believe. And then, yeah, let them make their own choice. But you can at least tell them what you believe and show them why you believe it. And then also practice what you preach. I think those are two big reasons why this happens. Just lack of caring, and then not living the example you say you believe. I think that's it's like Christian divorces, right? How people cite statistics saying, well, look, Christian divorce is 50%, just like secular divorce, or Christian marriages end in divorce just like secular marriages. But then if you look at the people who really are like, yes, I believe the Bible, I am, you know, this type of Christian, and like, you know, they rattle off all the checkboxes of what, you know, most of us would say, yes, that would be a devout Bible-believing Christian. And then you ask that person, well, what are your biblical views of marriage? And they're like, what the Bible says. Once you find someone who is ardent in their belief and practicing Christian, you know, the husband and the wife, then I think you see those divorce rates in Christianity drop significantly. So just to say, oh, I'm a Christian, I got a divorce. Are you a Christian? Are you an ardent practicing Christian? Or are you like a Sunday mass Christian? Or what kind of Christian are you? I think those would be some of the boxes I'd like to hammer down on if I was doing the survey.
Actually, I think I'm on your side on, excuse me. I think I'm on your side on this one. I would suspect that if you really kind of like the true, for lack of a better term, the true devoted Christians have a significant diminishing of divorces. I think that's probably actually pretty accurate. I suspect it's because love is not the number one priority in that marriage. Not to say that it's not up there, but like it's not the number one priority. And I think that just because it's not the number one priority, it allows there to be something else, whatever it is, namely faith, to be that thing that holds the marriage together, to be that thing that the marriage is about. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Uh-huh. And also, like, you know, what is love, right? Like, you know, I think people conflate infatuation for love and feelings with love. And then when the feeling, you know, they're like, oh, I don't feel that way anymore. They don't buy me 10 roses a day. They only buy me 3. Ah, I want something better. What, Dippity? You were saying something?
I was just saying, I mean, I think for most people that have any understanding of their faith, faith is about love. That's kind of, I don't think that necessarily makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, faith is about love. So I don't know that that's the reason why, but I do know that, you know, the scripture tells us that apostasy is something that's going to run rampant. So, I mean, I'm just not really surprised by it at all.
Well, for clarity, it's not that I'm saying that there's not like love between the people. I'm saying that it's not that love is not an aspect of faith. It's that the faith is not directed at the spouse, right? That the love between the spouses is not the number one priority, in theory, in a Christian marriage. I suppose an idealized Christian marriage.
I don't know. You know, I was married for almost 30 years. My parents just celebrated their 50th. My children, who are in their 20s, approaching their 30s, have all been married for nearly a decade now. And they're all very strong Christian homes. So I, you know, I realize that it's anecdotal, but I don't know. I just think that faith and love are very harmonious together in a relationship, extremely harmonious together.
And that goes back to, you know, what is love, right? I mean, is it infatuation? Is it just a feeling? I mean, you know, love.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Come on. That's all you get.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I needed, Nate. Thank you.
Okay. That's all you get now. I like this song. Was that the one they played at Night at the Roxbury? The Chris.
It absolutely is.
I love that song and that movie. Great movie. Anyway, but I mean, you know, like true love can certainly produce these feelings, but I think a lot of people just stop at the feelings. They're like, the feeling is love. Well, the feeling is infatuations. Love is love. So, you know, what's the Bible say? Like, you know, this is love. Isn't that the thing that Jesus says? Like, you know, love is, you know, you lay down your life for your friends or whatever, or no greater sacrifice. Anyway, but I think that's it, right? And there's also a biblical marriage is a commitment between, you know, the two people, but also God. Whereas if you don't have a God that you believe in, well, then your commitment is just to, you know, another person. So I think if you, it makes it easier to be like, well, I don't feel this way anymore. You know, I, whatever. So, you know, my commitment's only to them. It's just like, well, another promise broken. But, you know, if you believe in God and have him at the center of this relationship, like, yes, I wouldn't have this other person to, you know, love and make these vows to if there wasn't a God who first created both of us. So it's like, you know, you make a commitment between you and God. So there's like a third party there who is above the marriage or in the marriage or however you want to say it that you're committed to. And, you know, people that don't believe in some sort of God or deity don't have that.
May I chime in?
Yes.
So the discussion with this Muslim man, it was clearly said Jesus Christ was born as a Jew because after he was born, he created Christianity. Do you follow my thoughts? I think it's a simple thing. And the same Martin Luther, so not Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther, the one who translated the Bible from Latin to German language, collaborating with Mr. Gutenberg, who invented the printing machine. Also, Martin Luther was born as a Roman Catholic. Also, makes sense, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. But that was something that, and then we were talking about when the Holy Quran was written. Yeah, it was in 600 something after Christ is born. Yeah, so in our new time calculation. And so that this gentleman started, Brendan, that this is all a lie. It is all fake news because Allah always has been there. And to put the Quran into writing has happened indeed a bit later, but it has always existed. Oh, guys, help me, please. Yeah. And then there was in a discussion, I think it was on Twitter or next, an Austrian guy who dared to say, hey, your prophet, Muhammad, he had 10 women underaged. Yeah, so minors below 18. Okay, we all know the average lifetime at these years were like 35 or so on average. But he had 10 women and only with the first, he made 4 girls and 2 boys. But as the son or 2 sons of a prophet, yeah, that would have destructed their system. Yeah, they died. Yeah, I don't go so far. There are some sources saying that they were killed. And for the 9 other marriages in that report, yeah, whatever, it was on Wikipedia. No children out of this marriage, 9 times. And then this Austrian gentleman, I think he had a glass of wine or maybe 3, he said, oh, your prophet's semen got weak. Oh, can you imagine how a Muslim person would come back on that?
Sorry. Where are we going with that story?
Where
are we going with this story?
Yeah, the story is, I just wanted to tell you some details about the biggest insultation I ever experienced in my life. He named me, he tagged me, I don't want to repeat the words because I'm a Christian and you are controlling speech here, what is very good. But I've never had that. But there were some facts in what we were talking about. But I have to say, on a Good Friday, where we all, I don't know, in German language we call it Karfreitag, but Good Friday is the opposite of what happened.
because Jesus has been killed by the Romans. But anyhow, I just wanted to go that me living in northern Germany, I'm supporting Martin Luther. Yeah. After 500 years, they gave us a public holiday. Oh, 500 years. And I have to say, I know about Calvin. Do you know about Mr. Zwingli as well from Switzerland? All three gentlemen reformed in their very different styles. The Christian Church, so Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, and my final statement is, I don't believe in the need to have a human being representing God on earth. Fuck the Pope. Oh, sorry. No, I'm violating the language of the police.
Are you drunk? Here.
No, I am not. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, while I may not use that language, I generally agree we don't need a guy representing God on earth. Jesus says, the Bible says, there is one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus, not some other guy.
Exactly. And all this, we call it in German language, Popanz, yeah? So Pope, Popanz. So all their yaddy yaddy, what they're doing there, the decoration, their ceremonies, it's useless. It is about, as Jesus said, yeah, it is about simple things that are way more important. Yeah, the belief and the Holy Trinity. Yeah, I have to say, the Holy Spirit went into me when my first wife gave birth to my first child, my beloved daughter, now having made me a granddaddy. Yeah, sorry, it was a bit delayed, yeah? But then I learned it. Oh, sorry, Chris?
No, you're fine. Chris, you're German, right? Why don't you catch up on your roots?
I'm good.
You're German? Du bist Deutscher, Chris.
Yeah, I took 3 years of German in college, but I don't remember much of it. But I'm half German, half Irish. So.
All right. Welcome. Yeah, sorry, I'm giving my best, having learned.
No, you're doing great. It'd be nice to practice German with you at some point. I want to get back into it because my son needs to learn German. So it'd be nice to practice German.
Goethe schools, they are around the globe. Yeah.
Yeah. So he wants to go to grad school. One of the grad schools he wants to attend for postdoc is in Germany. So he has to be able to read, write, and speak German to get in.
Is he going to learn to read, write, and speak German so he can go to a German school to learn like Koine Greek?
All right. No. So he looked up, we together looked up a bunch of his requirements, and he needs to, by the time he graduates with his PhD, he's going to have to know German, French, Dutch, Latin, Greek, and Hebrew.
What does he want to do? And isn't he? Hey,
come on. I'm sorry. I have my doubts. Learning Dutch doesn't make sense. Neither like learning Danish or Swedish. There are so few people speaking
Dutch Reformed. So he's interested in the Reformation. There's a lot of writing about the Synod of Dort that's in Dutch that's not been translated to other languages.
Why don't you just hire a translator?
Google Translate, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Google Translate. But he's in middle school, right? Like 7th or 8th grade or something?
Yeah, he's 8th grade.
That's quite a bit of future planning. Maybe I should do that. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, look, you can be like an underwater welder, or you can, I forget the other choice I give them. I'm like, look, college is worthless.
He wants to be the next R.C. Sproul.
All right. Well, I have house cleaning to do so I don't end up on the naughty list like Taco with his girlfriend. I want my wife to be happy, so I need to clean this wreck of a house So when she gets home, everyone's happy.
Get out of house, husband.
Just because I work from home, I somehow get stuck with all the house chores too. That is not fair. It's an injustice. And you know what happens if I bring that up? Nothing good. Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later.
Good. All right, guys, thanks for being here. Good to meet you, Inns. Good to meet you. Good to see you, Random, and everyone else, Dippity. See you guys later.